event that had brought the two of them together, the Great Chicago World's Fair of 1893. Millett had been one of Burnham's closest allies in the long, bittersweet struggle to build the fair. Its official name was the World's Columbian Exposition, its official purpose to commemorate the 400th anniversary of Columbus's discovery of America. But under Burnham, its chief builder, it had become something enchanting, known throughout the world as the White City. It had lasted just 6 months, yet during that time, its gatekeepers recorded 27.5 million visits. This when the country's total population was 65 million. On its best day, the fair drew over 700,000 visitors. That the fair had occurred at all, however, was something of a miracle. To build it, Burnham confronted a legion of obstacles, any one of which could have, should have, killed it long before opening day. Together, he and his architects conjured a dream city whose grandeur and beauty exceeded anything each singly could have imagined. Visitors wore their best clothes and most somber expressions, as if entering a great cathedral. Some wept at its beauty. They tasted a new snack called Cracker Jack, and a new breakfast food called shredded wheat. Whole villages had been imported from Egypt, Algeria, Dahomey, and other far-flung locales, along with their inhabitants. Everything about the fair was exotic,